The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
We all love our Legos, but Lego isn't just child's play. Have you heard of the Lego Serious Play Method? That is a problem-solving workshop where adults can learn through a hands-on approach. Does it sound like a group of adults get together over a lot of Lego and then just let themselves have fun and play? Well, I invited Gerald Ong. He's a certified trainer of Lego Serious Play into the studio. I want to find out more about this method of improving communication, creativity, and team building. So welcome, Gerald. What is the Lego Serious Play method?
Oh, the Lego Serious Play method is a facilitated method using for meetings, for communication, for problem solving, developed by this guy called Robert Ramsat, within Lego Group. He was once in Lego Group. So at the time, he developed this method when Lego was down in their sales. So they decided, let's play with our Lego bricks that we have.
Let's bring Lego to corporations.
In corporation, and we solve our own sales problems. So it's very interesting concept when they were facing down. And it was launched in the market, and it's now in the market for 17 years. It's a trademark program.
Uh-huh.
So what you did just now, I gave you a duck, right? So we built the duck.
No, you gave me some blocks.
Some blocks, right?
And
six blocks.
I turned it into a masterpiece of a duck. Look at my duck. What do you make of it?
It's how your story that comes with it now.
Yeah, he's looking at it thinking, what is that?
Yeah, what is that duck? Everybody all is curious by me by the duck. So you're building the answer. That this core process that everybody has to go through of how you tell your story behind it. Behind the duck.
So it's not about getting your bricks together, your Lego bricks, to build something that looks like a duck.
Yeah, it's your own metaphor. There's a metaphor in every part of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's how you get this Lego Serious Play.
So, okay, can we break that down a little bit?
Yes.
So here's my duck. And the reason it is a duck is because, as you can see, my duck has an eye on either side.
Yes.
And a red beak that I chose to highlight with a red brick.
Mm.
And my duck also has a beautiful tail.
Yeah. So this is just a story. So I have other participants who even built a dream duck for me. And I had participants who also asked me, can you tell me what type of financial plan that I may possibly need? In reference to our previous interviewer, Patrick, who came on board for retirement planning. So we decided, so through the duck, I can tell even what type of plan that person wants, because it's all behind your brain. It's enhanced communication. It's all unlocking what is behind your brain.
Gerald, you've lost me there.
Yeah,
you can look at my duck and you can help me with retirement planning?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, because it depends on how you share your story and what is your personality behind it.
Oh,
so I have also run personality workshops with the Lego bricks also.
Okay,
quite a couple of friends.
So what do you use the Lego bricks to understand? How do you use it to understand a person's personality? Can you give me an example?
An example can be like how you share your story, how you look at your
duck,
how you look at your story, how you mention your points, your keywords within your story. I will know what type of person you roughly look at. You can be creative, you can be... It all depends on the story.
But how does that link with retirement plans?
We are going to do that anyway.
You're going to do that?
Yes.
With me right now?
No. No, of course not now. Because what you went through is just like building an individual model. Because Lego Serious Play has 7 different techniques. It gets more and more complex.
Okay.
When we uncover more complex problems as times go by.
Hmm.
So sometimes a company may be facing a very big problem. So we break it down into a series of challenges where you can solve.
Okay. So for team members.
For team members, yes. That's one example. So we can get them to build a shared model. That means they share the same model of...
The problem?
Problem solving, yes.
Okay.
What is their main... Like company vision or mission.
Yep.
They don't know what is it. They build a shared model. So everybody contribute one meaning of their own individual model into a shared model.
I like that. I mean, Lego Serious Play sounds like a space where metaphors can come to life. And the Lego brick simply is the facilitator of that.
Yeah, the certified facilitator comes in to facilitate the whole entire process.
Yeah, and the bricks themselves basically are the building blocks for an idea.
Yes, correct. That's right.
And help people express themselves.
Yes, correct. Once they went through the first stage of our process, which we call your skills build, that skills build is to get you comfortable with the construction of the Lego, because some people had never touched Lego before.
Really?
So, yeah. I encountered friends who never touched Lego before. So I got them comfortable first.
Uh-huh.
Then get them to share their stories.
Okay.
Once they share the story, they are very comfortable straight.
Okay.
Yeah, so Then comes on to another point where I was highlighting about creativity. We can imagine things very fast. So when I use another set, another Lego kit that
Did
I
you
have,
bring your set?
Yes,
you
yes,
brought
here.
Two sets, right?
Three, actually.
Three, okay.
Yeah, so my second set, I use it to imagine, like, what is this new... We have this challenge that we are trained on to talk about how can we improve the product. For example, there's product ideation. Uh-huh. Which some one of my friends just bounce off some idea to me.
Okay.
How can we ideate the product even more nice, interesting? So everybody within the meeting or within the workshop comes up with one new feature of that product they are working on.
Using the bricks.
Using the bricks, that's all.
Okay, so how are these bricks different from the other bricks?
It's the number of parts, but it's good enough to facilitate.
I see.
Especially designed by Lego Group.
To facilitate. Wow.
Yes, very specific parts. So you want to get it off from the retail shelf, it's not easy.
These are like certified.
They are from the Lego Serious Play collection on Lego Store. So it's
my
not
goodness.
So you can't get it on retail shops.
Now tell me, how exactly are Lego bricks different from many, many other hands-on approaches? Some people might use drawing on a whiteboard to help people access their creativity. I just saw a corporate workshop that involves dancing to enhance teamwork. So these days, people use all sorts of things. So how is Lego Serious Play different from other hands-on approaches?
My other hands-on approach that I use so far is a photo card called Points of View. I'm also a Points of View practitioner. So I use that to debrief my participants. What have they learned so far? Because they smack them straight in the face, really, the cards.
Point of view cards.
Points of view cards.
Points of view cards. Okay.
It came from Israel. And these cards are very good for certain approaches. Uh-huh. So for my case, I managed to mesh these two methods together. One, my Lego facilitation bricks are meant to give me the stories behind what they really want to share about, what they really want to do, what are their goals on their life, their self-awareness. Then at the end of the workshop, at the final debrief, my points of view cards will come out. The photo cards, rewards, whereby they will learn what is their takeaway value. So it could be a card of death, it could be a card of happiness. So
these cards are also bouncing off.
They were bouncing
points
on.
Of bouncing off for people to maybe identify core problems or to talk about it or to identify maybe aspirations. That kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. It runs along that line.
What have you seen Lego Serious Play really help corporations with? I mean, if you can give me a couple of case studies.
So far, I have done for mental health kids also. One of my closest volunteer organizations is called Boys Town. They asked me to do a career aspiration workshop for them.
That's great.
So I did the Lego bricks with them. They know what they want. Some can even tell me what they want. What job are they really looking for in the near future? So that is one. And I also have quite a couple of interesting projects on the lineup. I have DISC, the This Personality Test with Lego. That's the next one of my next upcoming workshops in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So, many.
Okay.
Even into the line of creativity, I'm going to work on focusing on how you can imagine things beyond the bricks. So at times when we fidget, we're actually imagining something.
Fidget?
Yeah, fidget.
When we're fidgeting,
yes,
we're building.
We are building things. We are
Our imagination.
In our imagination, that's true.
Hmm.
We can't run away from the fidgeting. That's one area.
No, I know people who doodle all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. It helps them think.
You help them think, help them keep focused.
They might be bored. That's why they doodle.
If you ask me, during my reservist, I fidget with my bricks, it kept me awake. So that's the beauty of Lego, you see. So I was using the duck anyway, so that duck was like quite good. Six bricks, portable, easy to bring anywhere. And it's very different. Everybody has their own duck.
And that's the point, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's about individuality. And I suppose at these workshops, nobody has the right answer ever. Because everybody's participation is welcome.
Everybody's involved in the process. There is no one that is being left behind. There's no one being...
Okay, so, you know, you mentioned at first how this was something that Lego started to get sales going, right?
Yes.
Have you read anywhere else out of Singapore how this has helped corporations with solutions?
So far, there are quite a couple of cases there where I have other facilitators who have done team building.
Yeah.
Team building, what does a team want to work as a total? So team building in the terms of communication, the middle managers is not communicating to the staff.
Yeah.
So that's one clear example. I have one Then we recently, I supported another facilitator who went into the poly, one of our local polys, in the lecturers conference. We get them imagining what is their worst teaching experience with students.
Oh, I'm sure
and,
they don't have to
and
imagine.
And I heard an interesting story, of which one of these interesting story is this lecturer built a fireplace.
Okay.
After that, I can also could tell what she really liked. She liked to travel to cold countries.
Okay.
That, yes.
Oh.
Because at the back of your subconscious is your influence. What have you went through in life? So it comes out naturally when you build into a 3D model, like a Lego model.
That's so interesting.
That's how interesting Lego can run.
Okay, so you have an upcoming workshop?
Yeah, I have an upcoming workshop with Patrick called Complexity Makes Simple. We are going to cover a bit of retirement planning on that. It's going to be held on the 3rd of November in the afternoon. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. So the website address is complexitymakesimple.eventbrite.sg.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for coming here.
Yes, no problem.
Gerald Ong is a certified facilitator of Lego Serious Play Method and Materials.